Hello.
Hello, how you doing? My name is Tatika. I'm returning your call from customer service.
Who
How may I help
y'all?
you?
What are y'all representing?
Basically, ma'am, we're a third-party call center that handles nothing but customer service for companies that's online that do not have a customer service in their
So
company.
what? Wait a minute. What's lifestyle, vibe, trend?
Oh, well, ma'am, if you give me your zip code, then I can find out exactly what it is.
Okay. 63857.
What's your first and last name, ma'am?
Patricia Anderson.
Anderson?
Yes, ma'am. ANDERSON.
Could you verify your address for me, Miss Anderson?
17883 County Road 401, Kennett, Missouri.
Yes, ma'am. Well, as soon as everything pops up, I can help you out. Okay, 422.
Yes,
20,
ma'am.
2022, you entered a contest to win a KitchenAid mixer.
No. I don't need no KitchenAid mixer. I got a mixer.
Well, somebody put in use whatever. I don't know exactly how it went, but you entered a contest to win a KitchenAid mixer, and in the terms and agreements, it's also said that it was going to enroll you in a meal planning app called Bite Hub.
No, ma'am. I don't get no meals either unless I cook them.
Basically, that's what it's for. Basically, like, if you want to sit up there and you want to set a certain amount of calories that you want to consume in a day, that's what this app is for. But it doesn't use diet food. It uses real food.
Yeah, but how come it's $59.89 on my checking account?
Yes, ma'am. Basically, that's what it was when you did that mixer.
I didn't do no mixer.
Okay, ma'am. I'm just saying exactly what's on my screen.
Yes, ma'am. I understand, but how do I get this back if I didn't do it?
Yes, ma'am.
You
don't
want
to dispute it.
Why?
You do not want to dispute it. I'm just telling you now. Basically, this
Well,
is a...
I did, and I got my money back because y'all were scams. That's my daughter.
I understand that. I'm just saying, if you want to dispute it with the bank, you can go ahead. Basically, the bank is going to do a chargeback. Once they do that chargeback, they're going to temporarily give you that money. When they sit up there and find out this charge right here is legitimate with all the information that they have, they will take that money right back, and you'll be calling us back talking about that you want your money back, but there's nothing we can do after you do a chargeback. Now, I can't. Now, I can't. Excuse me, I can help you, and I can give you a refund. We don't have to go through all that and all that fussing. I can help you.